Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is 9:02 on Monday, April 5th, 2021, and this is the Curry Beach budget meeting, first budget meeting. All the folks are present. Mandy, do we have anybody online?
We do not.
Okay. If anybody does come online and submit a question or something, would you let us know?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I guess we shall begin. The first item on the agenda is the budget assumptions. Arlen, are you ready?
He is. I'm getting his slide show up now.
Mayor Bozinski, right. Yes. I have a point of order, please?
Sure.
Last Monday night, we gave out the coin to the fire department guys. Looks a lot like that. Mm-hmm. Some of you have seen it before. And since the council is in charge of the fire department, I mean, the chief is in charge of it, but we make decisions about funding and things like that. We wanted to make the mayor and the other gentlemen honorary members of the fire department and present you with the coin. Now, these coins are a serious business. You must, if you accept it, you must carry it 24/7, all the time. And if you get challenged, I have a set of rules for you. I won't go through them, but you can send me an email or call me if you have a question. One of the rules is when you're challenged to show your coin by a member that has a coin, you may only take 4 steps to get that coin. So I recommend you have it on yourself at all times.
That's pretty dangerous. We have John to deal with on this, don't we? Thank you, Chief.
Welcome to the team.
Thank you.
This gentleman was at the meeting.
You have one, David?
Thank you.
He's got it.
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I wouldn't let John make me buy a beer.
Well, that was quite nice. I will, I'm going to have to study these challenge rules. I don't want to get caught. So the easiest thing to do is just put it in your pocket, right, John?
Just keep okay. It on yourself all the time.
All right.
Mr. Hagler and I know through the military we have a number of these things. And you can't even go in the shower at the gym without having your coin.
Well, that could be difficult. You have to keep it on the okay. Of course, I don't plan on meeting anybody in there who's going to ask for it. But
might not get challenged. Yeah.
Okay, so we can begin the budget meeting. Are you ready, Arlen?
I was. Mind you, what happened to
me? Did you lose it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there anybody online?
No.
Yes.
I'm actually a little surprised. I had a couple folks who had questions about the budget that I wrote notes to and invited to this meeting. So I think I copied you all on them.
Changes in services provided. Second, normally we would say we've not changed the current tax rate, but because it's a revaluation year, what I did was change the tax rate for the calculation here to the revenue neutral tax rate. So in essence, that's leaving the tax rate unchanged. No change to any general fund fees, water and sewer rates, no general fund contingency. This does not include a transfer to the Beach Protection Fund from the general fund. Yeah, just keep calling out.
I don't understand. Okay.
I guess everybody has something they're looking at, too.
Yeah, we've got a hard copy.
And it's online, too, if you want to go there.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, it's connected. I don't know why it won't stay.
With the paid parking program, I budgeted the revenue and the expense to be equal as a starting point. So I think I put in $200,000 of expenses, $200,000 of revenue. That's all subject to change, but that was a starting point. The general fund includes a headcount increase of 2 in the fire department. I think that was the direction after the council retreat that we had. And then finally, what's built into this initial budget is for employee compensation, a cost of living adjustment of 1.3%, which corresponds to what was given for Social Security, and then a merit increase of 3%. Just one other thing I wanted to highlight in regard to some of the changes. This is the third year of a three-year fairly significant increase to the retirement percentage that the town has to pay. So this year it's going up another 1.2%, which is really an increase of 11.8% in the actual amount we pay. And it was just part of a program that the local government retirement system put into place a couple years ago because of potential underfunding. So hopefully this will level out more going forward, but I know they've made some recent changes in the assumptions they use for the retirement system, so I could see us getting another round of these fairly significant increases, but I guess we'll find out over the next few months.
Orleans, basically because they're not making money on it.
Yeah, that's a lot of it, and I guess just some of the actuarial studies that are done are just showing potential underfunding.
I think the whole time I contributed it was like 4.5% or something, what the government. See, I can see how much has changed in about a few years.
Yeah, I think what I recently read was their assumptions are always like a 7% return, and now they're really only getting closer to 6, so they voted to change the assumption they used in the actuarial calculation to 6.5%. So that's why I think we could see some additional increases over the next couple of years. So
you're telling us there's a 1.2% increase in the contribution from the individuals?
No.
No. Town is making the contribution.
Correct.
Okay.
For the employees, it's remained at 6%.
Okay, no change to the employees, the town goes up. Got it.
So I just wanted to put that out there because it is an increase affecting every department's budget.
Okay.
So next, I just wanted to show where we are based on estimated revenue at this point in time and requested expenses for each department. And as you see, for three of the funds, we have a shortfall that's being projected right at this point. For the general fund, it's $371,600. And I just noted there that doesn't include any type of contingency or a transfer to the beach protection fund. Water and sewer fund, projecting a shortage of $214,875 at this point in time. Stormwater fund, a shortage of $145,412. The remaining funds are all balanced. I will just note with the Powell Bill fund, it includes an appropriation of the fund balance of a little over $257,000. And that pretty much brings that fund down to very close to zero, or it will, and that's because of budgeted paving projects.
There's only $390 in the beach protection fund?
Right, without a transfer, this is the revenue and expense for that fund. So,
this is in the fund balance.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, this is coming in and out.
Right, sorry. Yeah. The fund balance is in here.
Without a transfer from anywhere else, the only thing in there is interest on investments, and investment earnings are terrible at this point in time. So, I don't know if anybody has any questions on that at this point.
No, a lot of that unplanned, some unplanned hits here.
So, just to those things to keep in mind to go through, you know, the different aspects of the proposed budget, the expenses and the revenue.
Okay.
I guess just keep going. I'm
going to
try to float
them on. Okay. So next, we're just the expense budget and just showing the requested expense expense budget in relation to the current year original and amended budget. And I'll focus more on the original budget. And you see that most funds are up. The general fund is up 16.6%. Water and sewer 6.9%, stormwater 31.6%, and then PAL bill, because of those paving projects that I mentioned, almost 190%. The remaining three funds are all down, with means protection down significantly because of the no transfer from the general fund being proposed right at this point in time.
So these requests that we're looking at now at this level are unmassaged from the department heads?
Correct. This is taking everybody's
request, wish list.
Right, and that's where what the starting point is everybody's request, committee requests also.
Okay.
And funding from outside agencies.
If anybody's on the phone. Please mute.
Please mute.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
You got it.
Okay.
It was definitely me.
Is there anybody on at all? Okay. All right. I'm sorry, you were saying, Harlan.
Well, now I forget what I was saying.
No, you were saying this was reflects everybody's total request.
Everybody's request, committee request. It also includes any of the outside agencies that submitted their application on time. If I got any after the deadline, they're not included here at this point. So
a quick question. Is there any inclusion here relative to the Center of Commerce?
We'll talk about that. That'll be part of the council budget. But I will say right now they're in here as a zero because they did not meet. They were 10 days after the deadline.
Okay. Fine. I just wanted to know if it was in this or if it would actually be additive to this. So
yes,
got it.
It would need to be additive.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
That's kind of a summary of where we are and the general assumptions. I don't know if anyone has any questions at this point.
And this reflects all the assumptions on the first page.
Correct.
Got it.
So if there's no other questions, I guess, you know, that we could really just start with going through each department. And that would be each department head. Walking you through their proposed budget, what I provided to council is, and on the PowerPoint, is just kind of a summary of each department and the most significant increases and decreases in relation to the current year budget.
Okay. It says here that, Jimmy, I guess you're first.
Which one would you like to go through first? Water and sewer, stormwater?
Just
do general fund.
On page 6.
Sanitation up first.
Streets and sanitation.
Streets and sanitation, Jim.
Yeah.
Trying to dig up right now. My bad.
It's on page 6 of the handout, if you've got the handout, Jim. And Mandy's getting ready to give you one. Then we'll stay locked up with you if you just use her handout.
Is it my other one?
Yeah, a lot of the details are already laid out in that handout.
Yeah.
So, Jimmy, I'd have a question for you as you're getting that page up. Are you at full staff right now?
No, sir. We're still down about one.
You're still full-time, part-time?
Full-time.
Full-time down, one full-time.
The only thing I did do in this budget is also include the part-time that we included last year. Just for being, I'm going to try to get some resident during the summertime or an employee during the summertime just basically work down at the front bar. Mm-hmm.
Are we having trouble getting good candidates for that full-time position?
Well, what we have been getting are people that is kind of close to retirement or trying to start a whole different career. They're up in age like I am, around 56, 55, 60, you know. But, I don't hold nothing like that against no one.
Right.
You know, it's just the candidates that we're looking for.
So you're looking for a set of general skills, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, it's a set of general skills. All
right. Have we implemented the physical test yet, or are we still working on that?
The what?
Yes.
We
are starting that now.
Good. Okay.
The next
good.
One's coming in.
Cool. Yeah. I think that's important with the jobs that we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of effort required in that job.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Arlen, I see recycling's half of the increase in streets and sound, and it says it's new, moved from admin.
Yeah, and it was really just to kind of put it where it should be. We do a lot of different reporting where it's like, you know, what of our, garbage and trash and all that related expenses. So just a number of years ago, it was put into admin because that's where the relationship with the contractor, with the vendor is.
Right.
But it just seemed to me it was the time to put it where it belongs, even though that relationship's still going to be handled by admin.
Okay.
It just makes it a little like cleaner.
Well, I know council, a couple of commissioners had talked about recycling. How much is it going up this year?
It actually went down.
Did it? Okay.
So we lowered the rate, like the last council meeting. Recently we lowered the rate, so it's actually budgeted for less this upcoming year than the current year.
That wasn't what we expected, right?
Mandy and I met with our rep.
Okay.
And she's supposed to be providing us some information on to kind of reemphasize the importance of recycling and is there anything that they're not taking that we could possibly take out of it. But with the cost coming down,
yeah, that's surprising, right? What changed?
But evidently, cardboard is up. From what I've talked to other people, it's really up.
Okay.
So
that's balancing.
But I think we need to do not an education, but maybe a refresher on what's allowed to maybe help us. But they can't give us how much of our recycling is waste or is contaminated. Because when they take it to the recycling center, they just dump a truckload on the floor, and they don't know the difference between Curie Beach and Leland or whatever when recycling comes into their center. So it's a little bit hard to try to justify how much of the recycling is contaminated.
Okay, so but cost is down. That's new. I just want to make sure I understood.
Yeah,
okay.
I think last year we budgeted, or this current year, I should say, we have about $229,000 budgeted. So.
And then we moved it to streets and sanitation. So when you're looking at the difference, make sure you take that into account.
Right. So the difference is really, what, 212
yeah,
or 214, something like that.
Capital outlay is the big cost, it looks like.
That's about half.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. Jimmy, the capital outlay for streets and sand was in your 5-year plan, right?
Yes.
So,
and what I'll say that is that's the part of the paving that there's not enough funds in the capital funds to cover. So
then that's to respond to paving issues that council's aware of from citizens. Okay.
Yeah, Jimmy had received a proposal, I guess, for a number of things. I think the total was approximately $450,000 or slightly less than that, and that's what's built into this budget.
Okay.
Now, what will that entail for a payment? Is that a third, a half, all? What's what our payment needs are?
Oh, I would say it's probably around a third. I mean, we're looking at
not a quarter.
Three of the longest Yeah, three of the longest streets that the town has is Settlers Lane, Curie Village Way, and also at one down south, Camp Wyatt.
Yeah.
You know, we have so many complaints.
It has milling and...
Well, there is different prices in there. That's, I'm sorry I didn't get y'all a copy of this, but I will definitely have a copy for you guys this afternoon. But yeah, there's a different cost, and there's a wedging cost, there's a milling cost, and there's also a, yeah, just mainly wedging and milling and installation. But, you know, we can pick and choose from that. I put that in there because I was asked to by a few council members. But, yeah, that's...
Don't you think we need to mill the streets down?
Well, I think we do.
Well, yeah.
We're worried. The stormwater issues...
Yeah, well, the price is going to be filling.
That's right. Because it's part of the stormwater system. That's exactly right.
So what was built into the budget, I think, is the maximum cost.
Yep, which includes milling. Right. That's exactly right.
Did the landfill go up in their fees, or is that because our volume's up?
That's because our volume's up, also the increase in at the landfill also.
There's a couple of things here that Jimmy really has no control over, right? The recycling, the capital outlay improvement expense. Is that what you guys were talking about earlier, or is that a piece of equipment?
That's the roads.
That's the road.
Okay.
So, Arlen, do we know, has the county set the landfill, or you're just estimating based on what you're getting from? Because the county hadn't finished their budget yet, right?
Yeah, I think it's just an estimate.
It's just what they're telling me. So that's an estimate, Alan, which I'm not surprised it's going up with what's happening in the landfill.
But I guess my point was, is that an increase in fees or an increase in volume?
Well, yeah, we don't know what the fee, whether there'll be a fee increase or not at this point, but we definitely have an increase in volume.
But if they have a fee increase, then we'll go back to the budget then.
If we see something by the time this budget process is near the end, you know, we would adjust it. Yeah, it could go up more, but right now, even when I call and ask, it's like it's too early in their budget process, or if they know, they're not really saying what it's going to be at this point.
I guess my point is that we had I think our garbage collection was greater during the pandemic.
More people staying home, carry out,
more people living here, that type thing. So I'm sure our volume of tons of garbage is higher than what it has been.
I think we're going to see it again this year.
Oh, yeah.
Unless the restaurants are going to come back strong.
Yeah. I would. Also, the building that we've had done around here also.
Just so y'all know, I think our net accommodation revenue, I'm not our net, our gross accommodation revenue is up significantly from year over year, which confirms that people have been here during the pandemic, which means that you've been putting a lot more in a landfill than we ever anticipated. And so I don't believe that this is a bad piece to put in here, and the adjustments will be made when we know. Jimmy, do you know, you probably don't know this, year over year, how much, do you have any idea how much tonnage you're up?
It does, I mean,
it's not something you'd have off the top of your head.
No, it's
not. Just that.
I do know it's been going up. And, you know, also, you know, trying to account for a storm, mm-hmm. You know, it's different variables in there, so.
Mm-hmm. Because we've gone through the months where last year during the pandemic, we actually had about 6 weeks where we had things shut down. So the year-to-year comparison is going to be significantly up.
I don't have a problem with the volume going up. I don't think we should try to guess what the county's going to do until the county decides what they're going to do.
Okay, I guess it's a placeholder, right?
Right, and at a minimum, I think there needs to be some kind of increase. I'm talking with Jimmy and looking at what it's costing so far this year. But we'll fine tune that as we move forward.
Again, to your question, Robin's got the data. It's in our monthly report, so you can graph it. I mean, it shows 86 tons of garbage in February. I just looked back through her notes, so she's got all the data. If you want it, if you want to see over time phase,
okay,
we can easily give that to you.
We got anything special planned on maintenance for the OFP?
Outside of actually I do. We want to replace the underneath lights. We're trying to figure out what better lighting is going to be more suitable down there, because the hanging lights that we have with the wind and nor'easters that we have, it's just totally tearing them apart. So we're going to
We have fans. We have fans and things under there too, which get busted up. And then we've got the bird issue, which I know that we want to take care of. And the park's getting older, so I guess it's going to start to cost more.
Also the cleaning fees that we've been
installing
there also.
That's right.
So in the cleaning fees, your guys are cleaning in the morning, and then they're coming in and doing two more in a day, or how is that working now?
Until the summertime, they're all cleaned twice.
All right, but they're being cleaned in the morning too?
Yes, sir.
We were paying about $400 a month for that, weren't we, Nikki?
$400 is once a day, twice a day is $800.
Okay. Hopefully some of these expenses can be pulled back if and when the pandemic ever decides to cut us all a break.
And for this, on the revenue side, I've included those expenses in our reimbursement from TDA.
Okay.
Tourist related, a lot of the costs at the Oceanfront Park.
Okay. Then that should be significantly higher this year. We're running about 36% ahead.
And also, I'm pretty sure I put in for a new flatbed dump truck that we do our Thursday round pickups with. We have a 1989 model dump truck that is beyond repair now, so we've actually got a part because I feel it's not safe enough for the guys to drive. So I am asking for a new dump truck.
Any vehicle in that 1980 should be replaced.
I think the town got some money out of it.
Do you spread that all in across a few years, or do you put that? I think you do, don't you? And then part of debt service.
Well, but initially here it's the full cost, because it counts whether you get to finance it or not. When you first purchase it, it comes into a budget as full cost.
Oh. So,
but on the revenue side, you get the loan.
Right.
You have the loan.
Right.
So it shows up on the other side expense.
Yeah, so it's the balance of it. But.
Right. But then for the next, usually 4 years, they're due for a vehicle, we'll have debt service on that. So.
Okay.
And in here, it's an increase of $10,000 because Jimmy had a budget this current year of $40,000 for a different truck that he replaced. So this is just raising that now to $50,000, so an increase of 10.
Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Christmas decorations, Jimmy, they ragged?
Well, we did a lot of repair to the old ones, you know, but that's pretty much up to you guys. If y'all like something different.
Mm-hmm. Do we budget for that every year for some replacement? I don't remember.
We do. It's a line item every year, and he decreased it this year.
Yeah, it's usually around $10,000. I think last year it was $13,000 or so. So, right, it's somewhere between $7,500 and $10,000 is the normal amount, I think. So,
a lot of the Christmas decorations that we already have built that we put up, and that does help out on quite a bit of the cost there too.
Okay.
There's another part that goes into that too, which is the electricity, because there's a separate account for the Christmas lights, so that actually comes out of here also, and that can be $3,000 to $4,000.
Okay.
And that's just a standard contract because they don't have mirror meters. Right. Basically, that's just Duke Power says this is how much it is based off the number of lights and the weeks we have it up.
Correct.
$4,800 or something like that this year.
Right. I was going to say, I thought it was less than $4,000.
The full-time personnel, is that the using the assumptions on page one?
Right, so that yes, it factors okay. in all those different
okay.
things.
So
it also includes, you know, any of the benefits also. So.
Okay. And the temporary employee costs that he had talked about, okay, I understand that. I got recycling, the capital. I understand it. I don't know if I have answers for it yet, but at least I understand it. Any questions for Jimmy on this?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Then I guess we'd be ready to move on to the police chief. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah, I guess you want to continue with just Jimmy and here, or we can skip it.
That's fine.
We can continue with Jimmy. I'm sorry. Yes, okay.
And to do that, you really need to go then to slide 11.
Slide 11.
Department covers three different funds. So
okay.
Water and sewer.
All right.
So. Always have to be complicated, don't you?
Definitely.
Water and sewer?
So what's the big one for capital outlay, since that's the biggest change, Jimmy?
I think that's the project on
4th and 5th Street sewer?
Yes.
So is that a completely replacing or lining?
No, sir. What I had done was I had Avery Company come in and camera all of 4th Avenue for me. They found several different things that, you know, we have options to do. Personally, I went with this because most of it is a lot of lining down south, but when we cross K Avenue onto 4th Avenue around the community center down that area there is some tie-ins into the main force main, well, not the force main, but the main line that we have, service lines. Some of the lines are separating from the main line, and we're getting infiltration through there. So some of the north end will have to be dug up and replaced, but a lot of it south, we can maintain it with lining. But, you know, like I said, it's I put that in there because it will definitely take every bit of that and probably some more in the next couple of years to get 4th and 5th Avenue taken care of. But to answer your question, yes, mainly
line. You camera all of 4th Avenue?
Yes, sir.
Jimmy, with the gap in those pipes, what does that mean? We are putting contaminants into the ocean or something? Or what does that mean?
No, what it means is like when we have a tap and we have the hole in the main line, some of these old...
Terracotta's
cracking, breaking, and we're getting groundwater in, we're getting dirt, infiltration in.
Okay.
There's nothing that we're sending out to the ocean. It's going through our
system.
Okay. Stations and stuff like that.
So the concern is the material that it allows into the pipes.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and it causes, basically, it takes away underneath the road, and you start having cave-ins.
Yeah.
So like what we had at G Avenue, right?
Right.
Was an infiltration issue. Some of the road issues that we have around
property. That's
a
good point.
It's a road issue, really. Plus the sand going through the system.
Yeah.
Carolina Beach's sewer system doesn't like that, and neither does our pond because it fills up the pond.
Not to mention the extra water that's going through there that has to be counted for.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Good explanation. Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem.
But this is one we started talking about in the fall. If you remember, late summer last year, Jimmy had 4th and G basically barricaded off for a week while we fixed a large infill And then we started looking at the entire system, and that's why we started cameraing it. Now, we were telegraphing that, so you guys knew it was coming, right? So we're putting it in the budget process. Otherwise, we'll continue to have problems and have to fix them one-off, which is a lot more expensive in the long run for the citizens, so we want to fix this properly. And it can cause road problems.
Would this be another loan item, or?
Well, that's the way I budgeted it right now. We also have something we'll talk about later, which is that American Rescue Plan.
Ah, okay.
Passed, and some potential funding that we have there.
Did we get directions on how to use that? Not yet.
Well, just, yeah, there hasn't been any further information, but water and sewer projects is one of the things that's specifically identified. So.
Okay, so we're safe on that assumption at least.
Right. It's not built into this budget, though, at this point, just because of the exact timing. It's still kind of up in the air when we may get that money.
Okay. All right. Any questions on the decreases for Jimmy?
And the software, is that just because we're caught up now in this water?
Well,
decrease?
Well, it may be, but see, I've got City Works up now, mm-hmm. and they should be, it should be operational by May. I did get a proposal for them. I may have to go back in here and increase that again because of, it is a $15,000 a year line item that you know, for the computer services and upgrades and stuff like that. So that's something that I may have to look back into and come back on that, but yes.
Yeah, if there's definitely that kind of annual maintenance, right. This is going to have to get increased.
Okay.
By far.
Well, we just need to look at that one. And then Carolina Beach, we haven't had a meeting yet. Have you heard anything from them, Joe? So, what was the assumption that you used, Arlen, since you're in that one?
Our percentage so far has gone down even more.
Okay.
Than it has been. So that's another like placeholder, but that's just my rough guess.
But probably fairly close based off being in it. Okay.
But until we have that meeting, we, you know.
Have we heard anything from them? Because it. Yeah, and they should be pushing for it. They said in late January we're going to meet, and then we haven't heard anything from them since then, right?
We usually meet by the end of April, don't we?
Yeah, but I remember in January we got an email saying, can we meet this date? And then it didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I thought.
Well, I'll reach out to their finance officer and see
I thought in mid to late January we got it. Because I was in Hickory when I read it. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll change my schedule. And then it never got followed up on.
I assume
it was on their side, not our side, but...
Yeah, and I know last year it got changed multiple times. We had it fairly late, last year. But yeah, I'll reach out to them and see what the plan is for
them. Thanks.
And also the supplies and materials, I increased by 10% because all my vendors and stuff have come back to me saying, look, everything's increasing 7 to 8%. You know, copper, anything copper, anything brass, mm-hmm. anything mm-hmm. like that. So that's the increase for the supplies and materials.
When we have new buildings going up, Jimmy, are we providing the water meters? Do they purchase them from us, or?
Yes, we do provide them, but I'm pretty sure they.
Yeah, we have a tap fee that.
The tap fee covers
that. Oh, the tap fee covers that? Okay. Is that tap fee in his, or does that wind up in John?
Well, the actual fee is on the revenue side. It's just in the water and sewer fund.
Oh, it's in water and sewer fund on revenue. Okay, got it. Okay. Any other questions, gentlemen, for Jimmy? Nat? Okay. Where to next, Arlen?
Well, since Jimmy has one, well, he's a lucky one, it covers three funds. If you go to slide 13, it's the stormwater fund.
Okay.
All right, well, I guess the main thing that really sticks out would be the capital outlay of improvements. And the capital outlay of equipment. The capital outlay of improvement, I installed, well, I'm asking for $200,000 due to the stormwater project out back there at the fire lane here. We're still waiting on LDSI's recommendations and stuff like that, but since it was budget time, I felt like I was compelled to put some money in there. But the equipment, the $220,000, that is for the back truck that was delayed last year due to COVID and stuff like that, so we're putting it in this year's budget. Actually, we've already got a purchase order for it. We've purchased it, so that's the two main things that I see in this. This $200,000, that is for the improvement. I'm hoping that I'm high, but I'm not. I'm really doing this stuff for a while. I know how much it really costs, and that project there is really going to, I'm going to say it's going to get up there.
When are we going to hear from the LDSI on this?
I'm hoping we'll hear before the council meeting.
Yeah, they said, in the conversations I had, I thought they would have us the results by the end of March, and then they would present in April, and then we can approve. And
so we need to follow this week.
We were out Friday, Thursday, out locating the force main back here and all with them last Thursday. So they're getting there.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so the back truck, you've already got a, why are we having it in next year's budget? We have a purchase order now.
We need it to kind of get them, it takes six months for them to actually make it. So to just get them started on it, but it's really going to fall into next year's budget.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and everything's going out on large equipment, so for all the department heads, if you guys are trying to order something, it's amazing what's going, how far stuff's getting delayed for anything right now. I mean, steel, even, I know refrigerators are out now, but everything. So if you've got a plan, you're going to have to work with Arlen if you need it. Even halfway through next year, you probably should be asking for it now to get it.
Okay. And the other thing that is, if we have large purchases like this back truck, where we may have to get the LGC involvement to get the loan approved. Now, this one we end up going with a state contract. So we can go through a little bit different process or whatever, but if there's anything else that's like a very significant purchase, we definitely need to keep everybody in the loop. So.
But I think the key is if you wait until the July budget for a large ticket item, you might not get it until 2022 late. So even cars, chief, or chiefs, right, or some other big equipment, you probably need to work with Arlen and council. If there's a special approval you need, you probably want to get that on order. Council, we got to help them out because even before the budget, there could be some big ticket items that they shouldn't wait until July to order.
But legally, we can't purchase things.
Well, we'll have to do a budget amendment and then say that. So that's what I'm saying. Arlen will have to work with council so we do it right. But if we don't do it, we're not going to get it until late next year based off what I'm seeing in the private sector.
Yeah.
On my projects. I mean, we're just having huge problems getting anything of any size at all. And I assume it'll tailor over. I assume council's heard that both Ford and Honda are having problems making vehicles because of chips. That's just rippling through everything. So, Arlen, you might want to investigate what we have to do for that. If there's some, I haven't looked at all the capital plans, but if there's something that we want to order now with permission, you probably want to bring that to the April meeting. So department heads, look at your plans.
Yeah, so the department heads really have to take a look at what that equipment is. And it is a dangerous budget year, folks. I think David, you told me we're back to the cost and effect at time of shipment.
Oh, yeah?
Right? So it's going to be very hard to factually pinpoint what you expect. The best we're going to do here is take guesses. This is back to the period in the 70s when there was a problem with gasoline. It was the same thing, cost and effect of time of shipment. You can't lock in a price. Okay. Dangerous time for budgets. Any other questions for Jimmy on stormwater?
No.
I mean, Jimmy's department has a lot of work. And we're going to have a lot of pressure because we're going to have a lot more people. So, good luck, Jimmy. What you need, you're going to have to, you know, we get into trouble, you're going to have to tell us.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep your eye on the ball. Oh, well, I know he'll keep his eye on the ball. Oh, Arlen will, so.
Absolutely. So, okay.
Anything else, gentlemen? No? Anything, Pro Tem? Okay. All right, Jimmy, thank you. What would you call next, Arlen? Are we done with Jimmy?
Then if you go back to slide six.
Slide six.
Go on with the general fund. So the department will go on that.
Okay.
You ready?
One Police chief.
Cost is a full-time personnel increase. That's due to merit COLA. I have a placeholder for three of my sergeants to up their pay a little bit to get them to where I think they should be, and to keep us in line with everybody else. Part-time personnel-related costs, up that by 11%, hoping to hire three part-time guys this year. We had five, we're down to one. Everybody's moved out of town or just doesn't want to do it anymore. But we do have three potential guys, and trying to hire those guys on. Travel and training, just in recent conversations with other chiefs and stuff, all the training that's getting ready to come down the pipe from everything we learned from Ferguson and around, we're just trying to do, stay ahead of the curve and get us up to date on all of our travel and our training, and ammo cost is definitely going up. That comes out of our travel and training. The capital outlay for vehicles, it went up 6,000. Vehicles went last year for 23, they're 28 to 30 this year for the exact same thing as what we had last year. And I'm also trying to buy radios to go into the car as we purchase the car. We still have an outstanding grant for 24-5 that we've been awarded, but for some reason the state's giving us a hard time getting information to them. So that'll buy the rest of the portals for the police department, so we'll be set there. Computer services, that's just an increase. I don't think I budgeted enough last year for computer services based on what we had going on and building and maintenance. I upped that because of certain problems we've been having over there with the HVAC system and other stuff.
Are you fully staffed now, Chief?
No, we have one. Since Lieutenant Miljumbi retired,
we're down one full-time.
We're down one, but we have one more.
That you're looking at?
He's sending off his paperwork.
Okay.
And we will be fully staffed then.
The part-time personnel, is that summer support?
Yes.
Season support, excuse
season,
me.
But it's the weekends. A lot of them are already trained. They've already got other full-time mm-hmm. police jobs, and they're instructors and some other things that...
Does this one include the beach patrol?
Well, yes, and I do have beach patrol that started April 1st.
Okay.
All
right.
Today, so he came back today. He'll sporadically do a couple of days a week trying to keep the dogs off the beach.
Okay.
Some other issues we're having.
Now, on the training, just a quick question. Did you add to training, or is this just the increases in costs that are associated with what your training program is?
We added to training last year. We went down because of COVID. This year, we went back up a little
okay.
bit more than what we normally do. There's a lot of good online training that we can attend, but we know there's other stuff coming
okay.
that we need to get involved in. Vehicle maintenance. I'm only wanting to purchase one car next year, and because our cars they're doing okay, they're low on miles, and there's no reason to buy new cars. So I'm just trying to make sure we have enough in vehicle maintenance. Uniform budget. If we do get to hire the other three part-time guys, we'll have vest issues that they need vests, even though they can bring them from their other job. It's not, it's better just to have a vest for here. We do get grants for those, and the grants pay for about 75% of the vest, but we're looking at more uniforms to other equipment to go along with it. Cell phone reimbursement, that's for the new guy, potentially. The town didn't pay for mine, and I thought about getting the pay for mine, but I'm still debating that. And contracts just went up $1,000 for, I don't even know what, probably taser or camera or something that's going up. So.
Okay. And Chief, this year I think you spent some money relative to grants on new computers for the patrol cars, as well as we were working on the radio thing. So I think the modernization, as well as we've changed a few of the weapons. So a lot of this stuff is beyond the personnel cost, which is defined by the general rules. Okay, I don't have any other questions. Does anybody have questions for the chief?
Chief, how is it getting people? And we've heard all kinds of stuff in the law enforcement world and everything that's going on. Are you concerned, or you still feel okay as far as your department staffing?
It was difficult. We had the job posting for 2 months, I believe it was. The first time, we didn't feel like we had enough quality applicants. And by that, I mean we only had three.
Wow.
And the second time, I think we only had three or four.
Wow.
So, but we did pick a good one. That would be a good asset. A lot of training, a lot of experience. Be a good team player.
We currently have the shifts covered with the shift commander and the amount of people that you requested for the patrols, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Questions?
Yes.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Where would you like to go, Arlen?
Well, let's move on to the next slide. It's
page 7.
Fire department and water department.
Chief?
All right, our first major large item, which I discussed at the budget retreat, was the addition of two full-time positions. I believe that first line item there also includes the COLA merit assumption on page 1 and also includes a salary adjustment for our upcoming promotional process we're doing in June. The part-time related costs have gone up $15,000, and that is basically the cost of covering the two full additional full-timers, Kelly, sick, vacation, and training days. Drill fees are up $9,405. Throughout COVID, we moved from everyone responding to the station to an on-call spreadsheet, which council receives each month. And essentially what we're doing is we're putting three volunteers on what we call on-call. So we know that at all times, there's three volunteers that will backfill the station. The cost of that is $12.50 per person per shift. So roughly $37.50 a day times 365 days. And of course, our call volume is slightly up. So that is what the $9,405 is there. Capital outlay we discussed, we have a squad truck and a chief vehicle, which were both surplus from the police department. These are older vehicles that we're looking to replace this year. Building maintenance, that was essentially a tweak in our new fire station. Same with the police department, we've also experienced HVAC issues and other issues with the building. But like I said, we sat down with Arlen and basically tweaked what we estimate the building maintenance would be. Computer services, same thing. I'm not quite sure, Manny, I think was there a move from VC3? Or we did that last year, right?
No, we're still there. I mean, we're still with VC3.
No, I mean into our budget item there.
Yeah, we moved it last year.
Okay. Truck maintenance, $2,500 additional dollars. I've kept council in the loop with our aging fleet of As things have happened, we also just had another issue with our first out engine, so we increased our truck maintenance by 25%. And then uniforms, that $1,000 will purchase gear for the two new full-timers. And then decreases, we had 7,000 in minor equipment. I believe that got us back in line. Last year we had a large increase in minor equipment due to turnout gear for new volunteers. So we have purchased that gear and will not be adding new, well, we will always add volunteers, but our roster is full at this time too. So we went from 37 firefighters to 41 firefighters. And that's all for the fire department.
Chief, the personnel part-time cost looks like, now explain it again why we have to go up when we have more full-time people.
Yeah, so the way that a fire department shift works is they're on a 53-hour work week. And what will happen is that's on a rolling 28-day pay period. And what will happen is throughout, as the pay periods go on, the firefighters will have a short, medium, and long schedule. So what I mean by that is one schedule, the first 28 days, they will have, I believe it's 96 hours on their 28-day pay period. Then it'll go up to... I'm sorry, not 96 hours. So they're not allowed to have over 212 hours before receiving overtime. So what we do is we give them a Kelly day. It's basically a day off in order to avoid paying overtime for that position. And that happens every single pay period with three shifts. So what we do is, as opposed to paying overtime, we give them a day off and pay part-timers to cover that shift because it's more cost-effective to do that. Does that make sense?
Somewhat.
So Carolina Beach, what they do is they...
Volunteers don't backfill on that.
No, sir. Volunteers are not allowed to work at an hourly rate. So there's a... Arlen can probably discuss that a little bit more in detail. But there's IRS rules, FLSA rules, and some minimum requirements that we have to meet in order to do that. So we cannot use volunteers to cover full-timers and pay at an hourly rate. So what Carolina Beach does, and some other fire departments do it as well, is they require that they just work on a rolling basis. So what happens is every pay period, they are paying overtime for those positions. So for a staffing, for as far as staffing is concerned, it's more level and it's easier to manage. However, it's not as cost effective to use part-timers to cover that same amount of time. More of a management hassle to use part-timers to cover that, but it is more cost effective.
So a different way, Alan, is he could have, instead the full-time position could be $170,000 and the part-time will be zero. But because of the way he's splitting up, he's showing the truth what he's going to spend because you got to put him in the right accounts, but it's less total money, if that makes sense. I don't know if that helps or not, or maybe worse.
Man, I was just thinking more full-time employee would mean less part-time.
Yep.
Not more part-time.
It would if we did not have to. So if we have three positions, we always have three positions. So, you know, if the captain goes home, we're not just down a captain for the day. We have to have a person actually fulfill that position.
So when you go to four, you're going to always keep four there.
That's in a long time in the future, but yes, sir, that's correct.
Yeah, this will just take us to three.
This is just to get us to three.
Oh, I thought we were at three.
No, we're at two and a third right now.
Yeah, we have three on one shift. The other two shifts have two full-timers currently.
Okay.
Building maintenance, is that anything with those side doors on the gym that leak? Maybe.
That's correct.
I thought it was corrected. I thought they installed something to correct it. Is it not?
That'd be a Meredith question, I believe.
Well, I mean,
they've been in and out several times, I do know that. I think they've done a couple of different things.
Are they still leaking?
I haven't seen them, but...
I don't believe they're still leaking, but they have done... They put a little cover on the top, then they were going to put something down on the bottom. I know Meredith was back and forth looking for a little bit.
The problem with me getting the company to install the doors to be responsive to us.
We have a very, very hard time getting a hold of them.
That was
and amazing. I got very, 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 very firm with them last week. And told them basically if they don't have time for me, I'm going somewhere else.
Do you feel confident if we had a hurricane that those doors would be okay?
It doesn't matter, Joe. They were not responsive to the contractor for the building would be okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can replace your doors if you want to put that in the budget and find another company to do that, but as far as I can't get but so much.
Well, while we're talking about maintenance costs, I am still in working with the contractor, the architect, and our construction management company. And we have a meeting scheduled later this month to hash out all these issues we've been having between the three buildings, and I'll update you after we have that meeting. It's taken a while to get the meeting scheduled and everything worked out.
The same glass company is going to be redoing our front windows as well, so I kind of wrangled them to get them here to check those again because we're having the same problem on the front of Town Hall. So they put in the piece that's supposed to help that, but what I pointed out to the guy the other day is that if I can see outside through my door in the crack, that's a problem. And I need
to fix. It's in between the doors. You can
right, it's in between the doors. And I explained to them, it's not so much the rain. Yes, it is the rain coming off the top, and yes, it does run down the hollow portions of the building, and that can flood. So what they've done does help. But it doesn't help the sideways wind and rain that blows up in here during a storm. And so I explained that to him, and they are going to make more adjustments to that section of the door. Hopefully, that will correct it. Hopefully. If not, I may end up at Home Depot buying something that we can put up during a storm. I mean,
right.
To help with that.
Okay. Chief, I have a question on the, what's the expected remaining life on the fire truck?
We put it in the capital outlay five-year plan for 2023. And I've discussed it at the budget retreat to start moving forward with the spec committee just because the process is long. David had just mentioned that process has slightly moved out due to COVID. I did quite a bit of research since January as well and met with Harlan too. That was actually an item I was going to discuss here later on because it's not pertaining to this budget. But the way that they do fire engines currently is they're about 12 to 18 months out from when you order it. But the main thing is the financing part of it. So there's really two main industry type options. The first option being that you pay up front. The good thing with that is that there's a 7 to 13% discount on the cost of the vehicle at the time of purchase. However, you're fronting the money up front, and then you're 12 to 18 months out from actually receiving the title to the vehicle, and of course the process through that as well. The good news with that is, I guess, and this is a financing and council decision, is that you can finance it after you receive title 12 to 18 months later as well. Option number two is you spec a fire engine, you go ahead and sign a contract, and then you do not pay for it until the time of receipt, which would be 12 to 18 months later.
How did Engine 1 perform during the last fire?
It did great. We actually just had an issue with it last week when there was a fire in Carolina Beach. I think you saw it. I think it was CO's. It was on the second floor. We had a transmission issue with it on the way down, and essentially it had shifted out of gear. We had a guy come on the very next day, and it was an intermittent power issue with the TCM, which is a computer. And it wasn't a mechanical issue, but it just shows the age of the older computers. We replaced the engine computer last year, and we just did the transmission computer last week. So it's shaky. We maintain it as best we can. We keep up with it. It's our first out, and of course, I've kept you up to date with all the issues that we've had over the past couple of years. I believe that our older engine is more mechanically sound. This one, I believe, was just built during a time where computers and the type of electrical stuff that they did was subpar of what we're experiencing now, and it's just like I said, the older engine's more mechanical, where this one's more computerized. So,
what's the date in the older engine?
It's a 1994.
94, and number one is
2004. So our newest engine is a 2004, and our service truck is a 1984.
Okay. Okay. All right. It's the most important piece of equipment you got. So, other than the men, of course, and the ladies.
Well, I spoke with Arlen as well. I believe he's going to look at talking to our bank, correct, Arlen, of whether or not there's some other options as opposed to just paying up front or financing at the end, if maybe there's an in-between, correct, Arlen?
Right, yeah. I'm not sure if we can do it more like, and it will come into play if we make like installment payments while it's being built, and whether the bank would do something like what we did for this building, for example, where we have an approved amount, so, you know, let's just say $500,000, and then we can take that in installments. They don't give us the money up front. It goes into a project account that we can then draw down as needed. I'm not sure if they'll do that for a piece of equipment or not, but.
Okay. All right.
And the total savings is roughly $40,000 to $70,000.
Okay.
Depending on the discount and cost of the engine.
Any questions for the fire chief? Gentlemen, yes, no?
No.
Okay, lifeguards, there's a 5.1% increase. 100% of our Ocean Rescue Director's salary and benefits are paid out of the lifeguard budget. I believe that's most of that. And then there's also, we went up slightly on our total salary line, so our seasonal employee count, which would give us a little bit more of a buffer. Last year we got pretty tight. Also, equipment and supplies is $2,000. That was the beach camera that we had discussed at the budget retreat. The quote was right around $1,891, I believe. That also allowed a little bit of a buffer. And then capital outlay, the $1,000 is just an increase in the cost of four-wheelers from last year to this year.
The personal related costs, so the $11,000, does that include the $3,000 that we had previously discussed relative to working permits for parking?
No, sir.
Okay. All right.
Was that?
We had talked. I forgot now that we actually came up with a separate solution for that, which was your idea. So, okay, I got it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I don't believe it was, anyways. Arlen, is that right?
Yeah, I haven't put anything in yet. Yeah, I'm not sure what okay. other solution to.
Okay. All right. That had to do with the parking requirements.
Okay. No, it did not.
Okay.
Just because we have the squad.
Right.
If we needed the shuttle, we could put them in that.
Okay, that's right. That's what you had discussed about how to get them
yeah.
back and
all
forth. Okay, thank you.
Chief Kennedy.
Yes, sir.
Not really a budget question, but what's the plan to repair the hole in the side of the building down there?
So as soon as we are finished with the lifeguard towers, we are going to order the materials for the lifeguard shack. We've already got a list. I've gotten it to our inspector, and I just need to order it, and what I'll do is I'll schedule a time with Jimmy when I can coordinate with tearing it down and rebuilding it, hopefully within a two-day period.
Thank you.
Hopefully, so the goal is we'll be finished with the lifeguard towers this week. We're priming them this weekend. We're painting them the following weekend, and I'll probably do that sometime in between that 2-3 week period.
John, is that shack down there require special stuff in the fire district, or is it?
It probably should have at one time when it was built, but since it's existing,
okay.
Maintenance is allowed.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thanks. I was just curious about that point.
What would it require, as small as it is in the way from
materials?
So, like, not T111?
Right.
And not a vinyl side?
Yeah, you can say that. I mean, it's a lot more complex than that.
I was
it needs to be designed by an architect and certified as a type 3 building, which is non-combustible.
Okay.
All right. Any lifeguard questions for the chief?
No.
Okay. Next, building inspections, did you?
So my changes are super simple. Really the only increase is a personnel related, which should be in line with everyone else. The only other increase you see there is the homeowners recovery fund. And that's a little misleading, as it's actually a revenue that we have to budget that we're going to be sending this to the state. But homeowners recovery fund is just a $10 fee that's tacked on to any building permit that has to do with single family residential change. So if you're remodeling your bathroom, you're going to pay $10 extra that gets sent to the state. We retain $1 of that. The purpose of the fund is to take care of unlicensed general contractors and the homeowners that they take as far as trying to, you know, make a hole again. That's the purpose of that fund.
John, I've noticed, at least through the years, you really haven't come forward with asking for anything relative to, like, computer systems. Do you have the systems you need to effectively manage
your... In 2007, we went purchased a software system that is constantly updated and maintained. Spend about $2,500 a year.
I was going to say it's 13 years ago, but it's constantly maintained. Yeah. And
pretty soon, they're telling me they're going to be going to a web-based system, so I'm excited to see what happens with that. Additionally, I mean, yes, sir, I do update my computer.
You got what you want, you got what you need.
Yes, sir. I'm in good shape.
Okay. That's a pretty simple budget. So, any questions for inspections? I have none. Actually, I do. You're taking your gas allowance down, John. Gas is kind of going up. I guess it's kind of one or the other.
That was actually for a code enforcement officer when we hired her.
Are you using this system out here that we put in, the tank?
No, sir, I'm not. The way the gas allowance is set up is we're taking responsibility for our vehicles, and the town just pays us a set amount.
Okay.
In doing so, we can't use that because right. You guys are already paying us for that gas.
Right.
The reason it's gone down is because we went in with the Recreation Department and the Police Department purchasing a golf cart last year.
Yes.
And so I essentially cut Beth's gas allowance in half because she's using the golf cart.
Okay. All right. So that's good use. I've seen Beth out in the golf cart. Checking the town, so that works pretty well. Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions? None?
No.
Okay. Lead on, Arlen.
So with the Parks and Rec budget, the personnel-related costs are related to the assumptions that were outlined previously. The street festival budget has gone up significantly. I mentioned at retreat that next year is the 75th anniversary of the incorporation of the town. So we bumped that budget way up if you guys would like us to do a larger celebration for that. Historically, we've been doing like 50, we did a big 50, 60, 70, but 75 seems like a significant year, but if we wanted to keep doing the decades so that, you know, we bumped it up to do a larger celebration, but we can modify.
Last time we did this was 5 years ago?
It was. The 70th anniversary.
I'm trying to regret. That was not when we used the... you actually managed that one, didn't you? We didn't have the group that...
We had a committee.
Oh, we did have a committee.
Yeah, there you
would
go.
You be approaching it the same way?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess at some point we should talk about it, though. Do we want to do 75, 100, or are we going to try to do it? Are we going to celebrate every 5 years? What, you know, what should we as a council decide we want to do on that?
I think short term, next year may be the first year back to normal, 75 years. Yes. Next year at least.
Well, yeah, I think
short term
I think
should be good. Yeah.
I think every council, when it's coming up, is going to decide, Arlen, so we're not going to set it for a council 5 years from now because it's going to not have very many of us on there potentially. Maybe none of us.
Yeah.
I'm smart by that point.
So the question is, do we want to do 75?
I think we should.
I agree with Joe.
Yeah.
So too.
Yes.
Well, that sure sounds like consensus to me.
So. Carolina Beach has already formed a committee for their celebration in 5 years from now. So.
5 years from now?
Yeah. I think we're good.
Okay.
So that would mean, you know, we would start advertising to form a committee and start the planning of that.
Would you intend to be do that during tour season or outside of tour season?
Our incorporation is in April, and the street festival is always in April, so it would be late April.
Okay, I'm just trying to think of where some of the costs may come from, you know, ROT maybe. But
yeah,
I'm sorry,
go ahead. After the season is when you start working on it. I mean, we need to advertise in July, August, and then her committee starts planning in September, October.
Keep the committee small.
Well, problem with that is they're also the workforce.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And we can still rein that in, like fireworks. Last time I quoted those were like $4,000 for a 10-minute fireworks show. So.
Right.
Okay.
You can buy a t-shirt on the online store. The sponsorship maintenance is, well, the benches have been installed that you guys approved, and Public Works got those up. They look really nice along the boardwalk. We bumped that up slightly to do the swings next. So the four swings on the boardwalk would be in next year's budget, and then we'd probably keep it at that level to get the benches and swings on the other side of the road in the park the years after that. Children and family programming went up. Last year, during the budget process, we cut an extra 10% out of the Parks and Rec budget with a lot of things being canceled. So we're slowly building that back up. So we would plan to start with some of them over the summer that we could do socially distanced require, and then some from the beginning early of next year while we're still in this fiscal year. And the increase with personnel-related costs part-time is just we haven't needed as many part-time hours with not having as many events, so we've cut that. Are there any other questions about
the children family programs are a big hit. Everybody loves them. I'm going to be curious to see if there's an effect on them with paid parking. But
We don't plan to bring the story time program back yet with the princess characters, because that one is, there's no way to socially distance that, and it's kids with Disney characters.
Mm-hmm. Now, all of these are pretty much at Oceanfront Park, or right? So, and they're mid-morning things.
Yes.
Okay.
Summer evening, actually. One of the programs is in the evening when paid parking is not affected.
Okay. Any questions for Nikki? Okay. Thank you, Nikki.
Well, I've got the community center next. That one is staying exactly the same as last year. We cut that one slightly last year because the committee didn't do the barbecue because of the pandemic. They have not met since before the pandemic, and we've had five of the members resign as well, so they are going to need to do a serious recruitment and kind of reevaluation once they do start meeting again. And we have not budgeted for the barbecue this year, and so it's staying the same as last year.
Yeah.
Is that something we should roll into the Parks and Recreation budget?
The community center budget?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it makes a difference. I mean, really, you could do that if you'd like, but it really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm.
They have separate expenses, but you know, it keeps the maintenance in its own and the utilities and then the committee's activities as well.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about that committee, actually. Hopefully we can recover. Lost a lot of leaders over the last 2 years, actually. Some young folks on there, though, and hopefully they'll hang in.
When would it be appropriate to advertise for it?
I think we can start to advertise.
Why can't they meet now? You can do up to 25.
Well,
I think inside.
Up until this point, they had decided, they had voted that they wanted to not meet until January or February. And then now I would imagine that most of them have been, but the chair and the assistant chair have said bye. So we probably need to have Nikki get engaged and just say, maybe communication, say who's interested in helping us step up with leadership, and we're going to advertise.
Yeah, I reached out about a month ago to see if they were interested and didn't get a response. So
yeah.
I'm going to more forcefully
reach
out.
We lost the chairman and a few longtime committee members, but honestly, they become grandmothers, they're aging out, and they're saying, hey, look, it's really time for the younger crew to step in. And I understand that. So, unfortunately, we generally have the group together so that they're pulling in their neighbors, their friends. I know Susie wants to do, I mean, it's just, it's been that way. And now it's just, we just got to get, probably, maybe we should just call a meeting, you and I, Nikki, and ask them to come, and we can have a talk about it.
Okay.
Okay? Otherwise, nothing may happen. All right. Anything else for Nikki? Okay. Administration.
Can we take a quick break before we start meeting?
Sure. You're ready. Make a motion we take the 5-minute break.
Second. Okay, let's have a break. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Let's stop it. Remember?
Do you want me to stop this?
We have to stop. Yeah, I have to start. Hit stop. File.